Exodus 33, verse 7. Actually, sorry. Verse 3, the last half. Verse 3 says, "Go to the land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go in your midst, as the Lord speaking, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people." And when the people heard the bad news, they mourned, and no one put on his ornaments. And it goes through this whole section. But down in verse 7, Moses kind of takes a stand. And Moses was the servant of the old covenant, basically. And so he was someone who kind of stood for righteousness. And so in verse 7, he took his tent. I had that part underlined because it amazed me that he took his own tent, pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and he called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. And that's the heart that Moses had. He said, even if all, however many million of Israel, is not going to serve the Lord, and the Lord's against them, I'm going to go outside the camp. And as a leader, he was willing to stand alone. And he went outside the camp, and his tent became the tent of meeting. I mean, it's hard to picture, but going home means you're going back to the tent of meeting. And you're going to meet with God. When you're alone, you're meeting with God. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle of meeting, which was outside the camp as well. So the people that sought God they wanted that kind of life that Moses lived, where he was in the presence of God. His quiet times were with God, not seeking his own things. The Lord's kind of shown me that too. I have time to myself sometimes, and God's shown me to just spend it with him. It's not always reading the Bible. Sometimes being quiet is more productive. But having that as your base, that's where you go to. You run to the tabernacle of meeting. So it was whenever Moses went out to the tabernacle that all the people rose, and each man stood at his tent door and watched Moses till he had gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. That's pretty incredible that God backed him up. Whenever he went out to, when he went home, God was there. So the Lord spoke to Moses, verse 11, face to face, as a man speaks with his friends, and he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. And then there's a New Testament explanation in chapter 3 of one of the books. I think it's 2 Corinthians. Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Paul's saying in the New Covenant, we have hope and we have boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, that's 2 Corinthians 3:12. Since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. When I started meditating on this, I realized that when Moses came out of the presence of God, he covered his face so that people couldn't see that glory was fading. But Joshua, this is something that stood out to me. Joshua, his name is the same name as Jesus. One's Hebrew, one's Greek. And it stood out to me that he never left. It says he stayed in that tabernacle of meeting. He always stayed in the presence of God. And there was a temple. And there was a whole crowd of people doing religious stuff in the temple. But Moses took his tent outside the camp, and that was where God was. That's where the pillar came down. At one time, the pillar came down in Solomon's day over the temple itself, and God said, "This is my presence. I'm showing you that my presence is here, and I'm pleased with what you've done." But now God took the symbol of his presence, that cloud, and put it over Moses' house. Which, that's an incredible blessing. That's an incredible honor. But now, Paul's saying, that's the old covenant. That's Moses who went home, spent time with the Lord, and then went to work or went to, you know, judge the people or whatever he did, and he had to cover that up. But Paul's saying, we don't even have to cover that up. We can be in the presence all the time. We can be in the presence of the Lord. That veil is taken away in Christ in the end of verse 14. And it was so that the people couldn't see that glory was fading. But even when in this day when Moses is read, a veil lies on the heart. And in 4 verse 3 it says that's the heart of those who are perishing. The verse 16 of chapter 3, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. That gave me a picture of Joshua, who's completely turned to the Lord. He spent his whole life in that tabernacle as much as he could. And where now the Lord is the Spirit, this is something that's so much a part of the new covenant, is when the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we all with unveiled face behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. When I read that, it just challenged me. You know, I go to work, and we have different places we have to go, and I think that's God's heart for us, especially in the new covenant. We have so much more, even than Moses. Moses had God at his house. It's incredible. But if I have so much more, I want to walk in that.